At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute. We've got our open house tomorrow. Sunday, March 15th from 1 to 5 here in Sausalito. If you happen to be in the area, come on over. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And everybody gets to go on the sound table and get blissed out. And we also do many heart-opening meditations. We also have an online open house coming up March 29th from 10 to 1 Pacific time in the morning. And you can find the link, the Zoom link, at soundhealingcenter.com/events. We also have, I'm doing an open house, a sound bath this Friday, March 20th. and everybody lays down. I do all different instruments. We have some background tracks that are really cool as well. And I do voice, and people get blissed out. Blissed out. It will change your life forever. That's this Friday, March 20th, here in Sausalito. And then we also have our certificate program in person. Semester's already begun, but you could jump in person here in Sausalito. It's Tuesday and or Monday and Wednesday nights. Half of it's online, so you can join the online part anytime. We also have our summer intensive, which is June 9th to the 19th, 10 days, 10 to 9:30 every day. It's still only half of the program, so you can start the online part anytime. We also have the full program online if you can't make it out at all. And that starts about every week or 2 weeks. And you can find all of this at soundhealingcollege.com. You can also do individual classes as well. Our recording program's coming right up. Actually, the music theory part is starting March 21st, but the full recording program starts March 31st, completely online, all about how to do recording, mixing, and producing. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat that we're now taking on people to sign up. That's August 1st and 2nd in Mount Shasta. Oh my God, we go up on the mountain and we do a whole day at Crystal Tones Shop. It's you will be blissed out. You may never come back. We also have our voice analysis software we sell. Our next training is next Sunday, March 22nd. So you need to get it by March 20th if you want to join. And it looks at exactly what frequencies are missing in your voice that correspond to different diseases and different organs. Again, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So today we're actually going over, let's see, we're going over chakras, the full range of chakras. Let me share my screen again here and show you. So with everything, you can actually look at chakras from all different perspectives of vibration. You can look at it as a frequency or a pitch. You can look at it as a timbre, which is simply different instruments that are used for different chakras and different syllables, which we're going to go over. We're going to go over the syllables today, and we're going to go over the frequency and pitch. You can even look at chakras based on musical intervals. I know one of my students actually created a book that compared different chakras for different issues. So you could actually bring the heart chakra through the voice, through the throat chakra, to be able to express love. And so she looked at combinations of chakras for different issues. And then there's the music of different chakras. It's our music that brings out the energy. I mean, there's bass, deep, like rap or even house music might be more for the root chakra, whereas, we're looking more high frequencies or something more angelic for the crown chakra. So I always notice what chakra a piece of music is really affecting me in. Right, that's really interesting. And then there's energy of the chakras. So you can bring that energy of the chakra to any frequency or any aspect of vibration and work with it that way. So let's talk about the actual syllables of the chakras. We've gone over all the instruments in another time, and we'll come back to that at some point. But here are all the syllables. Here's the main thing about syllables and frequencies and pitch. No one agrees with anybody on anything for any of this. Right? There are different traditions, and people often go, "Oh, this is the vowel for this chakra." Right? But there's so many different possibilities that people have come up with.
So what I like to do is give you the full spectrum and let you choose what you resonate with. But even better, to actually think about intuitively going in for each chakra and finding your own vowel for that chakra and your own frequency and your own pitch for that chakra. I mean, why subscribe to what somebody else says? Ultimately, with everything with sound and really with the whole universe, is the whole trick is to get more and more peaceful until you're more and more blissed out and one with the universe where all is known. Just like the shaman who can hear the frequency of the plant and the song of the plant and sing it and you get its medicine. They're not looking it up in a book, right? They've just gotten to a level where they hear it, right? That's the whole deal, to really trust your intuition more and more and more. Having said that, all of these different vowels and frequencies and pitches, they could be cool. I'm not a baby tosser, as I say. I never throw any babies out with the bathwater. So they're worth checking out and playing with until you get intuitive enough to find them yourself. But also what we can do is when we go through this, pay attention to which one resonates with you the most. Some days I found different ones resonate more than other days, or a different vowel will work one day, another day a different vowel. But just notice today what resonates with you for each of the chakras. Okay? So let's go through the different vowels. Let's start with the root chakra at the base of the spine. It's really about grounding. It's about you connection to earth. It's also about wealth and abundance. There's a lot of other details different people come up with, but it's really at the base of the spine or even lower at the perineum. So tune into that area. And I really like to use the Sanskrit word for that chakra and actually bring that into the chakra. So everybody, if you like, say Muladhara, Muladhara, and bring that sound, Muladhara, into your root chakra and see how it feels. Muladhara. You can say it at any pitch you like. You don't have to match mine. And you can say it any way you like. Muladhara, 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 Muladhara. I like that one. Then Jonathan Goldman has come up with the can be said two different ways. You can do it as short, or you can do it elongated. So again, try it at any pitch you like and bring that sound and into your root chakra. It's always good to check in each chakra and see if it's stagnant, if you can even feel it. Sometimes I have to really work it until I can feel my root, or if it's overactivated, or if it's kind of buzzing and staticky. Right. Okay, then there's Lam, which is the basic Sanskrit for the chakra, the root chakra. Bring that, enunciate the L too. Lam, Lam, feel that in your root. Lam, 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 Lam. Kay Gardner and Gardner Gordon like the eh. Bring that into your root. The ancient Tibetan warrior syllable, which is pre-Tibet actually, is za. Bring that into your root and see how it feels. See if how well it resonates. Say it out loud if you can. Za, 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 za. I really like the ooh. It's It's my favorite. And the reason I like it is because ooh is one of the easiest vowels to do at a really low frequency. It's way easier to go low with ooh instead of e. So try a ooh at a low frequency. Ooh. Ooh. I really like that one, yeah, because I can get really low. Okay, now tune into your second chakra below the belly button and bring in Svadhisthana. Svadhisthana, the Sanskrit name for that chakra. Say it over and over, Svadhisthana, and feel it below your belly button. Svadhisthana, 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 Svadhisthana. Then there's ooh, ooh. It's nice. And then the Sanskrit is vam, 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 vam. Kay Gardner's oh, ooh. Oh, again, notice how well each one of these works for you. And then there's rum, 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 rum. For the third chakra, we've got Manipura at the solar plexus. Bring that into your solar plexus, Manipura. Manipura, 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 Manipura. I like the explosiveness of the pura for the third chakra. Pura, it's like power, power. Almost sounds like power, pura. And then Jonathan Goldman's, oh, oh, feel that in your solar plexus. Oh, oh, oh. I like Ram because Ram actually creates movement, and often people get stuck with different emotions in the third chakra because the third chakra is often about emotions. Second chakra, by the way, is often about sensuality. Third chakra is about power and also emotions. So Ram creates movement. Ram, Ram, to get things flowing. Ram, Ram, Ram. Then there's Ah Om. Ah, and that creates a lot of movement. I feel it from the out to the in. Ah Om. Ah Om. Ah Om. Ah Om. Ah Om. Nice. I've always felt, though, that you should be able to do a really loud, powerful sound for the third chakra since it's about power. So let's do whoa. Let me demonstrate. Warning, warning, I'm going to get really loud. Okay, here we go. Whoa! Okay, so imagine you have a tiger attacking you, and on you've got the power with your voice to stop it in its track. So on three, which is always four, we're going to do a really loud whoa, just like that. Okay? Okay. One, two, three. Whoa! I had this one woman with throat cancer, and she could only do whoa, whoa, right? And finally, after about a year, I finally got her to be able to do it with full power, and her cancer went away. Yeah. It's very cool if you're not feeling good enough or insecure to do it full power. Just scream it, right? Don't hurt your voice. So, heart chakra. Bring anahata into your heart with love. Anahata. 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 Or a common one is ah. Ah, feel it in your heart with love. Ah, ah. Yam is Sanskrit. Yam, 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 yam. It's interesting that all of the Sanskrits end with M. Yum. Right? Lam, vam, ram. Yum. Yum. M's a good... M's the secret vowel. M is like the only consonant, one of the main consonants that you can actually elongate. Okay? Then there's the ancient Tibetan warrior syllable, which is... I'm back. Let me move my thing. Hung. H-U-N-G. Hung. Hung. Again, try it at any pitch you feel comfortable at. Hung. 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 My favorite is the MMM. Just humming. Mm. I mean, we often express love with the MMM. 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 Heal that in your heart. Mmm. 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 That's a good one. Okay. Then there's the throat chakra. Sanskrit is Vishuddha. Bring that into your throat. Vishuddha. 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 Feel it right in your throat. Vishuddha. 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 Jonathan Goldman does the I. Feel that in your throat. I. Sanskrit is hum. 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 I really enunciate the H. Hum. Hum. Or the oo. It's good to find a pitch that or a frequency that fits the throat chakra, or thyroid for the endocrine gland. There it is for me. Oh yeah, and then there's om, 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 om. My favorite for the throat chakra is ah, but done as a sigh. Ah, with a lot of air. Ah. 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 Oh my God, it's so good. Okay, third eye. Sanskrit, ajna. Feel that in your third eye, just inside your forehead. Ajna. Ajna, 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 or a, or Sanskrit is sham, sham. I like the S sound for the third eye. Sham, 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 or om. You could even do it high frequency too. Om. Om. Or just MM, a little hum. Mm. Mm. The Tibetan warrior is ah. I like E because you can do E at a really high frequency really easily. E. I especially like doing overtone singing for the third eye and the crown. E. Getting up into the frequencies where those are. For the crown, Sanskrit is Sahasar. Sahasar. Bring that into your crown, which is often thought of as the pineal gland in the middle of the head, or even above the head. Sahasar. 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 Or the E. Or Om. Ooh.
favorite for the crown is silence. Let's do silence and open your crown. It's interesting. When you're in a group of people, I can always feel other people opening their crown in my crown. It's really interesting. Right. So again, notice which one of these vowels resonate with you the most. And if you just randomly make a sound for a chakra and find its frequency or note, don't worry about what vowel it is. Just whatever comes out. Just whatever comes out. And maybe, again, you need different vowels for different chakras on different days. You might not only like different ones, you might need different ones. So sometimes a lot of people say that when you find one that you don't like, it's best to work with that one so you can get comfortable with it and not have any resistance to it anymore. It's nice to work with the ones you love too. Just when you're feeling good, work with the ones that are hard. When you're not feeling good, just go for the nicest feeling. Right? Okay, so these are the different timbres, which are the different vowels and syllables for the different chakras. I want to play for you one of my songs, which is a short version of Chakra Journey. So in the short version, I do 1 minute for each chakra, starting at the root and going up to the crown. And I go up octave by octave, as you'll hear. So enjoy this one. This is on the Nutri-Energetics album. It's called Chakra Star. Thank you. Next, I want to talk about the actual notes of the chakras. The traditional is the C to B thing. So we start with C for the root, D for the second, E for the solar plexus, F for the heart, G for the throat. Third eye is A, and then B is the crown. It always bugs me that the crown isn't. Ta-da! Right? It's the musical seventh. It's really unstable interval. Right? It also bugs me that the actual all of these notes together don't really sound good. Also, what's interesting, in other cultures, in China, they actually, instead of using the whole notes, they actually go up by musical fifth. So first chakra, second chakra, third, and so forth. And so when you play them all together, they actually do sound really good. They sound beautiful, musical fifth. Also, in other cultures, they've got different notes for the root chakra. So in Tibet, they used A for the root chakra. In China, they used F for the root chakra. Around here at the Sound Healing Institute, we believe that your root chakra is your home note of your metabolism that we find, that we do a test for, which is simply the average of your heart rate when you're at peace, and brainwave rate when you're at peace. Because that note there is, for me, is a B flat. That's the most grounding note of all. If I want to ground, I always go to my B flat to really ground into my root chakra. So I believe everybody's got a different note for the root chakra, right? I'm not a baby tosser. It's always good to check out all different ideas here. Then there's also the frequency of the chakras. I prefer frequency over notes way more, because we've got, I mean, basically what that means is low frequencies are root chakra, high frequencies are up towards the crown. So it's all the way up to, right? Who cares what note it is? I mean, we've got a 42-inch frosted crystal bowl at our institute, and it's really bassy, and it happens to be the note of A, which would be the third eye. It's not the third eye, though. It's totally the root chakra. We've got a 40-inch gong that's a G, right? It's not the actual throat. It's the root, because it's got so much bass in it. And then we've got little chimes and bells that are really high frequency. Who cares what note they are? They're just really high. They work really well for the upper chakras. So I actually prefer to work with frequencies. And I've actually mapped out here all the different frequencies that the chakras would be, because I know my frequencies really well from being a recording engineer. So 20 to 60 for the root, 60 to 150 for the second, and 150 to 250 for the solar plexus, and then heart, and then up to about 300-400 for the throat, and then 500 to 5,000. I can't go that high. Right, with my voice, I go to 1,000, but I think of the third eye even higher than that, so the voice doesn't even go up there. So we normally do the third eye, we're going to do around 500 or something like that, right? Although it's really higher than the voice goes. And then I think of the crown as 10,000, which is way higher than I can sing, right? So these are the different frequency ranges for different chakras. And again, there's a whole range of different people that believe in different frequencies for the chakras. The best is to just tune into it
and find it yourself. Right? So what I've done, there's another thing that's really weird about the notes, and that is the notes only cover one octave. There's a school of thought in sound healing that every frequency is a nutrient. Therefore, you need the full spectrum of frequencies from low to high. If you only got one octave, that's such a small part of the full spectrum. So what I've done is I've created a meditation that actually goes through all the frequencies. So the root chakra is the lower octave of C. It's all C. The second is a second octave of C. Third octave is the third chakra. And then fourth for the heart and throat and so forth. So what's cool about this is when you play them all together, it sounds really good. It's totally harmonious, and you get the full spectrum and every nutrient of every frequency. And in this meditation I want to play for you, we're also going to tune in to multiple chakras at the same time, all of them at the same time. And that's really cool because that takes you into another dimension when you tune into multiple things at once. So there's one other thing that's really cool about this. It's a 5-minute slow fade. So enjoy. There's some cool visuals with it as well if you happen to be watching on video. Okay. Be careful though driving. Okay. And you need headphones. Headphones will be better for this because there's a lot of bass in here. Okay. Enjoy.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra, while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here both frequencies, lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. frequency in the music. First chakra. And second. Third chakra. All three going at the same time now. First chakra and second. Third chakra. Your heart chakra. Fifth chakra. All five chakras at the same time now. Chakra. first chakra.